This month's meditation is called Ho'oponopono, which is an ancient Hawaiian technique based on the principles and methods of the Hawaiian huna. Ho means to make, and pono means right. So, Ho'oponopono means to make right twice. It is the huna process for forgiveness. So this meditation is based on the idea that there is an energetic cord between you and other people. Every single person that you've ever come in contact with has left an energetic cord between you and them. And it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing that they've done that. It's just an energetic cord. Unfortunately, some of these people may be like draining you, maybe energetically a vampire, if you will, taking away some of your energy, causing you to just not feel necessarily released from them. And in a way, they're kind of dragging you down. So by cutting the cord, we're cutting this energetic connection. And it's not that it means you will never communicate with that person again. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. I mean, I do this with my husband all the time and my kids. It just simply means that that person will not have the same energetic connection with you at that time. That connection can always be recreated by contacting them or even prolonged thought about them. If you don't want the connection again, simply cut it again. I find this to be a very powerful meditation, though, because sometimes you just do think about people, and it's one of those things that will kind of drag you down and make you just not feel your best because you are, you know, rehashing out an argument that you had or just some negative energy that somebody brought into your life. So by cutting this cord, it just kind of gets rid of that energy and really does make you feel a lot better. So I'm going to go ahead and do this meditation with you. And you're going to want to do it over and over again with all of the different people in your life. I'm not saying do it all in one day. This can be a thing that you do, you know, for the next few months kind of thing. But you want to start with the people that have the most impactful or strongest connection with you. Typically, this may be a parent or a spouse, kids, or if you recently just really had a bad argument with someone, something like that. All right, so let's go ahead and begin. So imagine a stage, and you're standing on the stage, and you're looking out over the audience. And the stage is lit, but in the audience, it's pretty dark, and you can just make out the shadows of hundreds upon thousands of people. These are the shadows of all the people that you've ever been connected with. Family, spouses, partners, friends, coworkers, acquaintances, clerks at the store that you've been to, etc. While you can't see their exact details, you notice that for each person, there is a silvery thread or cord coming from your third eye, which is that area up above your nose, in between your eyes, to each of their third eyes. So beginning with the most impactful or strongest connection, ask the first person to come up onto the front of the stage. Ask them, "Are you here to support me in being the most magnificent person I can be?" If the answer is a resounding yes, and you feel like there is no issues whatsoever, then you may send them back to their seat, but you may want to continue. It's up to you. Otherwise, let's move on. So first, I want you to look at this person, and I want you to say, "I love you." Send that message energetically, feel the love through the cord, and really, really mean it and feel it. If you're having a really hard time saying that because perhaps you don't consciously feel that way, look at them as if they are a baby or a being that has just come onto this earth that has never done anything. Just you want to love them as a being. It's not that you have to love them for everything that they've done or anything like that. Just love them as an energetic being. Now imagine them echoing the same message back to you, both verbally and energetically. I love you. Now, I want you to say, I forgive you. Again, send this message energetically through the cord with meaning and feeling. And again, if you do not actually want to forgive them for their actions, this is actually a release for you. You don't have to forgive the actions, but forgive it from your side. Release the pent-up emotions and anything that you have, resentment against them, from yourself. And then imagine them echoing the same message back to you, both verbally and energetically. I forgive you. And then next, I want you to say, I release you. Send the message again, energetically through the cord, with meaning and feeling. Imagine them echoing the same message to you, verbally and energetically. Next, with a pair of scissors, I want you to reach up, grab the cord, and cut it. I want you to watch as the other person begins drifting upward off the stage and floating up into the darkness, peaceful and out of your awareness. And then I want you to reach up and grab that remaining stub of the cord in your forehead, and I want you to pull it out of your body. Pull as much of it out as you can, all the way until the very, very ends come out. You'll notice that for some people, the stub is very short, and for some people, it feels like it's been integrated into your whole entire body, all the way down to your toes. Just keep pulling until it's completely out. Throw it down on the stage. And then I want you to take a deep breath. And then repeat this whole process for everyone else that you've come in contact with. And I hope by doing this, you'll feel like released and not feel a lot of that resentment, anger, I mean, just all of these emotions that seem to drag us down and again, keep us from healing properly because we're like harboring these things that are just not really good for us. So by forgiving people, again, forgiving doesn't necessarily have to mean if like someone raped you that you forgive them necessarily. It's that you're releasing that emotion from you. You're no longer holding on to it as something that's really going to drag you down. There is no need for you to continue to relive these events over and over and over again because it's just harming you. So by releasing them, then you can continue on your life and have a much better outlook and start healing. I really hope this helps.